Tropical Storm Barry is moving toward the Louisiana coast. Its track is just west of New Orleans. The storm is expected to dump more than a foot of rain in some places and cause flash flooding, but some of the most vulnerable parts of the state may have dodged severe flooding. NPR's Frank Morris is in New Orleans. Frank, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
What are things like there right now?
Well, the storm's expected to make landfall, as you said, about 100 miles west of New Orleans, a place called Marsh Island, a little farther west than first anticipated. Early this morning, the Coast Guard rescued 12 people due to flooding in a residential part of Terrebonne Parish. When the storm hits, it'll be on the cusp of a hurricane if it's not one by then. Right now, we're not seeing heavy rain in New Orleans, but forecasters say that's coming later today or tomorrow with possible flash flooding.
I'm told the Army Corps of Engineers predicted a crest on the Mississippi River that hasn't been seen since the Great Flood of 1927. What's it look like now?
That's correct, and we did not see that historic flooding. Right now, the river's running at about 17 feet in New Orleans. That is well short of the record. Mm-hmm. It's actually falling a little bit right now. The storm passed the mouth of the Mississippi River, and it drove less water back up the river than expected, the storm surge. And that is super good news for people out on the Mississippi River Delta, because the state... For a real catastrophe with the duration of the flooding on the Mississippi, now at flood stage more than 180 days at Baton Rouge, and high water running down the river all the time, completely had the attention of Mississippi Delta fishermen like Lee LaFrance.
Usually by this time of the year, the river's way down. Yeah, they're not used to having a high river with a possible hurricane coming, and they don't know what to expect from it, actually. Really, I don't know if they've had that before in history, but I've never seen it that way.
Frank, does that change the way people think about dealing with coastal flooding?
Well, possibly. You know, the Mississippi Delta jutting out into the Gulf of Mexico is particularly vulnerable. It's, you know, recently deposited sediment, flanked on both sides by ocean with an enormous river running down the middle. And as Foster Crapel, who runs a small resort on the Delta, told me, the Delta's falling apart.
We're eroding, we're subsiding, and sea levels are rising. We've got the trifecta kicking us in the butt. I mean, that's what's happening here, but we still have the river.
And the river built this delta, and it could rebuild it, as Crapel says, if people would let it. For one thing, he says they need to establish what Crapel describes as distributaries, that is, streams running off the river into the Gulf, distributing water and sediment. Rebuild the oyster beds, which filter water and stabilize the land. He says they also need to lower the levees, which can exacerbate flooding if you're on the wrong side of them, and rebuild stands of cypress trees, which also stabilize the land.
What stands in the way of that beautiful plan?
Well, a couple of the main things. Heavy industry and the levees protecting it. The Delta supports massive oil refineries and shipping ports. Those things are not going away. The petroleum industry would like to expand its footprint in the Delta, building a plant to liquefy natural gas, among other things. But Crapel hopes that he can establish a balance between industry and nature before the rest of the Mississippi River Delta just washes away.
And NPR's Frank Morris on the job for us in New Orleans today. Thanks so much for being with us.
You bet, Scott. Thank you.